"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The county registrar is promising a vote dump later on this hour. Originally, we were told it wouldn't be till Friday before we got another round of results. So, in fact, in a long story that the Times ran, the registrar, Dean Logan, said, "I don't want to just parse out votes here and there and not give people a real picture of something that's going on. I want to do big drops of votes."
Yeah, well, I think probably too many people complained.
Probably, because they're sitting on over a million ballots.
So they got they administered a laxative, huh? Unclog the system.
Sometime between 4:30 and 5, we're expected to get the latest results in races, of course, that include the L.A. County Sheriff, the L.A. Mayor's race, some city council seats. But speaking of the L.A. County Sheriff, and it's not looking good, at least in the first results, Alex Villanueva is double-digit behind Robert Luna in the race for that position. We got Steve Gregory here, though, to report on something between Villanueva and the L.A. County DA's office.
Yeah, it looks like for the first time in the 4 years that Villanueva's been in office, the tables have turned a bit where the DA is now kind of going after the sheriff. In this particular case, a video that was released last week, it was sent out on cell phones and other platforms, and it's basically the sheriff in civilian clothing asking deputies for assistance. And here's the audio that we're going to play is very low quality. But you'll be able to make it out, and it's just under a minute, but listen to it.
This message is for deputies. 4 years ago, I got the endorsement of ALADS, and they created an independent expenditure committee and spent a significant sum that supported my historic election. This year, I have that same endorsement. However, there is no independent expenditure coming from ALADS, which means they've left the membership high and dry. And me to the fate of fighting George Soros and Jeff Katzenberg all by myself. So it's up to each and every one of you who you want to be a sheriff. We're going to win this thing, and Lord willing, and if you want to help, anything will help us get our message out there, get our ads online and on TV and our texting going on. So I'll leave it up to you. Any donation is great. $20 all the way up to $1,500, your choice. And I look forward to your support. Thank you.
Is there a reason why that audio is so poor?
Yeah, it's the way the recording made its way to me is it was like I think it went through 15 different pairs of hands or something. Yeah, but yeah, I apologize for that. But
something's being squeezed.
But it was not intended to go out publicly. It was only intended to go out to just a group of deputies within the union.
So he said last time around he got money from the
right.
The Times says he got more than $1 million in 2018.
It's like 1.2, 1.3 million or something like that.
This year they've only given 1,500.
And that was a huge difference for him last year. That money went toward a last minute, I believe it was a mailing campaign with a photo of Jim McDonnell shaking Trump's hand. It was a brilliant strategy on the part of the Democratic Party that in the union it helped at the time. I remember seeing that going, man, that was pretty smart at the last minute.
So but the sheriff's deputies had turned on Villanueva.
Well, I don't know where it came from, only that the DA's office said they received numerous complaints that they felt like this was a violation of election law. and that there is a policy within the department that says an employee of the department cannot solicit political campaigns from another employee in the department, and that there's a state election law that basically, in essence, says the same thing. So they received complaints at the DA's office, and Tiffany Blacknell, the director of communications for the DA's office, says they take this very seriously, and they're going to dig deep and find out if indeed this is a violation of any kind of law.
But why did the Association of LA Deputy Sheriffs not contribute much money this year?
I don't know why. I do know that they stuck with the sheriff through all of these turbulent waves that he had. And we're talking about ALADS. It's the Association for LA Deputy Sheriffs, the largest union representing deputies. And, you know, even when some of that stuff had come out about the sheriff, the allegations against the sheriff about withholding, trying to cover up the deputy with the knee on the neck and all that other stuff in Van Nuys Courthouse, the union stuck with him through the whole thing. I don't know why they didn't give him the money this
time. Did they give the opponent, Robert Luna, money?
No, not to my knowledge.
So they basically sat out the race.
Yeah, and see, this was also one of the first times that I was told that the union had given an endorsement prior to a primary. Mm-hmm. They typically wait till after the primary and see who the front runner is, and then they reevaluate. But we're going back to January, February is when the union sat down and started to speak with all of the candidates, because I think there were 9 at the time, and they went through every one of them one-on-one as a board, and then they had their debate, and then they made their decision, and they decided to back Villanueva.
So what is this could be a criminal case?
It just says it's a political contributions from other employees, but if it's a state law, it looks as though the public integrity unit at the DA's office is looking into it. If there's any kind of a violation of electioneering or election law of any kind like that, they probably will make recommendations to the AG's office. So then at the same time, as if, you know, you got the results of the election, this going on, then today a deputy was just charged with unlawful death of a person from last year in a shooting on duty. And then a judge is ordering Villanueva to appear before her next month to explain why he should not be held in contempt for ignoring 3 subpoenas in 2021 to testify before the Civilian Oversight Commission. This is not a good week for Sheriff Villanueva.
No.
It's tough. I heard your interview with him. He sounded kind of down.
Yeah, and plus, he was up all night until like 3 the next morning, and I caught him early. So I think on top of that, he was just fatigued as well. But, this is, and you guys know as well as I do, that if things don't go well for the sheriff in this particular round, there are people out there that are salivating to go after him. So, I mean, it's going to be an all-out.
Go after him in what way?
Oh, look at this.
This is like when Trump became ex-president.
The DA and all this civilian oversight. I mean, I'm curious that if for some reason the sheriff is not reelected, and as it looks now, Luna's got the comfortable lead, but let's say the sheriff's not reelected. Do all these investigations and do all these lawsuits, do all these things keep moving forward, or do they just disappear? But I think what's going
to
happen...
I wondered if the purpose of these investigations was to drive him out of office.
Well, it doesn't create bad publicity, so he doesn't
right,
vote.
To drive up his negatives, so he loses.
I don't know, but like I said, this is one of those things that, you know, when he was talking to me in that interview that Ken mentioned, he said, I knew I was fighting the establishment. And he said, this election is not about me versus Luna. This is an indictment on me, and it's a referendum on me, so...
Yeah. Plus, the dopey voters of L.A. County approved that they gave the Board of Supervisors the power, to remove a sheriff.
Is that legal?
Well, I think...
Yeah, how do 5 supervisors get to overrule...
The electorate?
Yeah, the electorate? That just strikes me as not constitutional.
I think most of this stuff is symbolic at best, because what's going to end up happening... I think what's going to end up... Yeah, if they ever try to pull the trigger on this kind of a move...
Oh, you mean they wanted that if he won re-election?
Yeah, I think that's what they wanted in their back pocket, because then it's going to get tied up in courts anyway. And then, you know, the thing is now is county council, which is supposed to be representing the sheriff and the department independently from the Board of Supervisors, has been ordered not to defend the sheriff and the department independently. So he has no legal representation. from the county of Los Angeles.
Well, so they really aligned
I have never seen a more concerted effort to unseat somebody.
It's almost like he was a virus and the immune system coalesced to eject him.
Oh, and that virus system included media, elected, Democratic Party. It included a bunch of different things, a lot of different antibodies in this one. They all came together and coalesced to go after one individual. But you know what's interesting about that, guys, is that it is kind of fascinating to me how much fear one man has put in a bunch of others.
Yeah. It's like, what did he do to them? Exactly.
He said no.
It's that simple?
It's that simple. He said no.
Wow, they demand absolute...
Well, you can understand his feud with the Board of Supervisors. They basically want to end all the jails. They would like to end all the police and end all the county jails and everything. It's like, you know, what are you trying to do?
Supervisors want complete obedience or they're going to come. They're going to get you.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is they don't understand is their only role in all of this is to provide a budget. And even then, they couldn't provide a budget.
But, Ken mentioned this yesterday. Not too long ago, we had Lee Baca, who was corrupt as hell. Sherman Block back in the 90s.
It was senile, too.
It was another piece of work. The supervisors never went after those guys. Those guys really did bad stuff.
I think that's why they didn't go after him.
Oh, they were intimidated by those two.
If you think about it, who do you think knows where the bodies are buried and the skeletons are at?
Oh, I see.
Oh.
So you got a lot of, you got to remember, and that's some old school. You go back to Baca, that was a little tinge of the old school politics at play.
Right.
That was a different way of doing things. This board today is a completely different makeup. Yeah. And it's a different, it's all about ego. And it's about ego back then too. But it's a whole different ballgame out there now with this Board of Supervisors. And depending on who takes Sheila Kuehl's place, I don't know what kind of an impact that person's going to have. But just, as long as you still have that sort of the majority makeup like you have there, you'll continue to have this. Now, if Luna becomes the new sheriff and he gets in there, he keeps saying he is not a puppet of the board. So we'll just see. We'll have to see. The proof will be in the pudding.
I saw strings dangling out underneath his jacket, though, at the debate. Luna. So I don't know what they're going to be attached to.
Oh, that's good. But one thing we do know, John, Ray Lopez is not going to get on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. I think
no? The vote was I the only vote?
You were the only vote for Ray to replace
Sheila
Kuehl.
Did you write him in? Yes. Well, you know what my choices are? Bob Hertzberg, Nobel Bob.
Uh-huh.
And the nut who is the mayor of West Hollywood.
Lindsay Horvath.
Lindsay Horvath. Like, what would you do?
Ross Perot.
Wrote in Ray Lopez.
Ray Lopez was my Ross Perot.
You know what? I should put in a records request to find out how many people
it's in there somewhere. It's got to be. Yeah, that's how we can prove if they counted John's vote.
Part of the permanent record, right? Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. I would go for Ray.
He's going to be my go-to now.
I think Ray should run the Ethics Commission.
Now you're going crazy.
Perfect.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Steve Gregory, KFI News. Coming up next, money, a chance at money, a keyword. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. And sometime before 5 o'clock, we might get a vote count dump from the LA County Registrar of Voters. They say between 4:30 and 5, they will release new vote totals.
They are massaging the vote colon right now.
They are massaging the vote colon.
Yes. Mm.
Okay. Well, John, here comes the bombshell. You know that Steve Gregory hosts a show, right? And what's it called?
It's called The Steve Gregory Show.
Unsolved.
Unsolved, right. Cold Cases.
The breaking news this afternoon, and it's interesting. I'm watching the audio. The video that's on my screen is from Fox 7 in New York. Is it New York?
Fox 5 in New York.
Yeah, I know. It says Fox 7. It had New York underneath it. It's actually, it's Laura Ingle. And she's interviewing the person she's talking to is... the father of JonBenet Ramsey. The Boulder Police Department is partnering up with the Colorado Cold Case Review Team, and they are reopening the case of the death of JonBenet Ramsey, Christmas Day, 1996.
That is the coldest of cold cases.
Since JonBenet's murder, detectives have investigated leads, more than 21,000 tips, letters, and emails. They said they traveled to 19 states to interview or speak with more than 1,000 individuals. In case you folks listening don't know anything about this, JonBenet Ramsey was a
generation that doesn't know.
Wow, she was a six-year-old girl reported missing from her family's home in Boulder, Colorado, on the morning of December 26, 1996, by her mother, who said she found a bizarre ransom note demanding $118,000 in exchange for the child. Her father, John Bennett, found his daughter's body in the basement of the family's home later that day. She was beaten, strangled, and potentially sexually assaulted. No one has ever been charged in her murder. The only people known to be home that day were the father, John, the mother, Patsy, and her brother, Burke, who was 9 years old at the time. And we found out in the ensuing days that they thought the ransom note appeared to have been written by the mother, Patsy. So, but they were eventually cleared in 2008 when DNA from an unidentified third party was found on JonBenet's pajama pants.
There was such a national frenzy over this.
Oh my God, there was. It went on for years.
It was overwhelming. And all the family members were suspected at one time or another. Because they all acted strangely. The parents, particularly. The boy
and
was
we forgot to mention she was a pageant girl.
Yeah.
And that's what really, so they dressed her up for those little child beauty pageants.
Well, the mother was strange. And I think that.
And the mother's passed away, by the way.
Yeah, long time ago. And the dad, shortly after the murder, packed up the family, remember, and they moved to another state. And so it looked like he was trying to cover up either for himself or for his wife. There was speculation that the little brother might have...
The nine-year-old brother did it, the speculation.
That's right. And so they were hounded, and there have been so many books. And I know we had, I can remember, at least one author on. Everybody right. had their book investigating the case with their own theory. But nothing was ever concluded.
They believe that with more modern technology, if they put all this evidence under the microscope again, that they might find something more promising. Well, I didn't even know this. Some believe the killer was a former pageant photographer who was arrested on child porn charges in 2019.
Oh,
that was another theory.
Really? A pageant photographer arrested on child porn? Wow.
Do we know, though, if he was ever associated with the Ramseys? Did he know them?
I don't know. It's first I heard of that one.
Right.
I mean, the it was Boulder, right? Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, the Boulder police botched the case from moment one. And that occasionally happens in cases where if you don't get it right in the first few hours, you never catch up.
In terms of securing the crime scene, collecting the evidence, interviewing the people.
Yeah. You've got to isolate the mother, the father, the brother immediately and get their first story on the record.
She died from strangulation and a blow to the head, an 8.5-inch fracture on her skull. That's right. Remember, there was a theory that she was a bedwetter and the mother didn't like it or something, and that was another theory.
That was a very violent act, though, for a mother or father to do to a little girl. Like, I can't recall a parent doing that sort of thing unless you have a long-running abuse case, like we've had the last few years, the LA County Child Services cases.
Right.
And usually that involves, you know, a boyfriend or a stepfather situation, but to have a biological parents assault a little girl like that. But there, you know, and it was the thing that threw everybody off was the handwriting looked to be in mom's handwriting.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's how could you not think that the family wasn't involved then?
All right, we got more coming up, and of course we're looking to see if sometime this hour we get an update on the vote count in LA County. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Ray and I are trying to get the email with the vote update.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on the screen here. It did just come out. Although, it's not a lot of extra votes. The Los Angeles City General Municipal Election for Mayor, Rick Caruso, 273,941. Karen Bass, 271,246 is the update. That breaks to 50.25% for Caruso, 49.75% for Bass. But I could swear the last update was
in the 250s.
Yeah, so something like that. Because I remember they passed 500,000 total votes.
Right.
This is about 540,000 total votes.
So 40 extra thousand votes.
That seems to be that's all we get from this update today. He's still ahead, but it's smaller lead.
Tracy Park lead, slightly smaller, but still basically 55-45. Maybe a half.
Yeah, it does. It does. 54.96.
She, I think, is down a half a point.
Yeah.
So that wasn't much of a dump.
No, I thought it would be a bigger dump, but it's it's only 2 days after the election. What do you expect? We still have
more laxative for the system. More laxative.
I think they felt pressure because they were going to release these numbers tomorrow, and I guess they were tired of hearing from the pundits and everybody else, what are you doing?
I don't want to hear any stupid excuses. That's why that LA Times article pissed me off. It's all the people in the system going, well, you have to understand and you have to be patient. There's no reason for instant gratification. You're counting what votes by hand? 1, 2, 3, 4. And you got a million to go? We have to wait until you count to a million.
The problem is that they're antiquated mail ballots, so they sit there with an envelope and stare at the signature and the address first.
Okay.
Verify that, then they open it up and they have to tabulate. Because there are a lot of things we voted on.
Okay, I didn't even open my packet, so forgive my ignorance here. But you voted by mail. Was it a paper ballot?
Yes.
And what did you do? Just check boxes or what?
No, don't check. You have to fill in the ovals.
Okay, so then
it says, do not check box. Completely fill in the ovals with dark ink.
So they feed that sheet into a machine, right? That
I'm guessing yes, and it can pick up the coloring,
it's
right?
Like SAT tests.
Yeah, I don't think somebody sits there and tabulates on a pad.
I hope not.
Yes, something like SAT tests where you fill in the ovals, right?
All right, so they got to feed a million of these into the system. But they got to go through this whole signature verification.
Yeah, the first part is done manually. Someone sits there, looks at the envelope, compares the signature and the address to what's on the envelope, to what's on the records.
Compare this to voting in person, right? They ask for my name, address, birthday.
They ask for your birthday, huh?
To my memory, yes, birthday.
I never got asked that when I voted in
person. Then everything popped up on a screen, and they said, can you verify this?
Right.
And you have to sign, so with a little stylus.
And they took blood, right? They took blood?
They took blood, a stool sample.
Oh.
When she asked for a semen deposit, I said, I'm not here.
How about an anal swab?
Yeah, an anal swab. There's some Chinese government officials. It's like, you guys out, all right?
And make sure you're okay to vote.
Not doing the COVID test there. But it was really quick and easy. And then I voted. The whole process was like less than 5 minutes.
Right.
So I don't understand if I can vote in person and go through the whole thing, get verified as me, do the vote, record the vote in less than 5 minutes. How come voting by mail takes weeks? There's a bad, we turned down a bad road here.
We've gone backwards technologically.
Because all it was to plump up the corrupt one-party state. The reason it just doesn't go on this way in other states is most other states have two parties that are competitive. And so the one party checks the other party to make sure they don't create a system where they're just flowing in harvested ballots for the rest of our days, right?
I'll repeat what I read earlier in the show. In their election night press release, LA County said that they had counted 1,318,093 ballots. That's all in-person voting, John Cobalt, and all mail ballots received before Election Day, which was mine. But all the mail ballots received on Election Day, they had not tabulated yet, plus now today's Thursday, so it's been another couple of days. And that estimate was nearly a million. So they're spitting out, it's just the LA mayor's race, another 40,000.
Who is the dopey woman? You quoted her. I don't know if I can find the story in front of me.
I can find it.
Who said that? Well, the older generation wants instant gratification, which, by the way, is the first time I've ever heard that phrase. The older generation wants instant gratification, right?
This is
the younger generation has patience.
John, it's a man, John Krosnick, a social psychologist and professor of psychology, political science, and communication at Stanford. That's who said that.
Oh, my God, gag me.
The older a voter is, the more they're going to be used to instant gratification on election night. The younger a voter is, the more they've lived with this in a newer world. To me, this is not a newer world. This is antiquated.
This is a bad world. And see, the thing is, somebody ought to tell this fake academic that the old system that I enjoyed was really efficient.
Voting this in person.
This system is absurdly inefficient.
They believe, though, that voting by mail adds a lot more voters to the mix because they're just too lazy to go to a voting booth.
Why is it so difficult to ask citizens one day a year
to drive
a half a mile and go to a polling place for 5 minutes? If this right to vote is so dreadfully important, you can't drive the half mile and go through the 5 minute procedure? I really don't understand that. Is that really is a government asking its citizens too much? And they don't see how this creates not only this massive inefficiency and delay, but just the potential for fraud. There's far more potential for fraud with this mailing nonsense and ballot harvesting. And then they pretend, no, we're verifying every signature. That's why it takes so long. Are you really?
They don't reject too many.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll reject recall signatures, but not voting signatures in an election. All this is,
look, other states don't have this kind of system for a reason, because this is to keep one-party rule, to keep a corrupt regime in power. They're now rigging the system, so there's no chance.
You sound like Trump.
No.
That was his complaint.
No.
He didn't like these mail ballots either.
No, I know, but he went to court 60 times and it was all shot down.
Right.
I'm primarily complaining about the delay here, and I am describing what eventually this will lead to. You see, I mean, it creates the opportunity here. Ballot harvesting, I'm completely against. I wouldn't be surprised if there's any fraud, but since I'm not running for office, I'm not going to spend time and money to file a lawsuit. But I don't trust ballot harvesting, and I don't know how any rational person can. I mean, that is the road to ruin there.
All right, if you're just tuning in, the latest vote count has come out from the LA County Registrar of Voters, but it was not exactly a big vote dump. As feared, Karen Bass has moved closer to Rick Caruso, who maintains a slight edge in the race for LA City Mayor. Remember back in June, he won on election night, and I think even the day after, but in the days that followed, as they tabulated the mail-in ballots, she ended up pulling way ahead. By the time they're done with that.
You know, and I read something, and this applied to other states that have some mail-in balloting, and the same thing happens, is the Democrat vote is heavy on the mail-in ballots. And somebody said, it's like, so when are the Republicans going to have a get-out-the-mail-in ballot operation?
Yeah, I read someone who also said the same thing. We need to get out there and harvest.
Because what they need to do is, if they want to be competitive, is to expand their pool of voters, right? The Democrats figure this out. They've expanded their pool of voters, and I don't know what system they use to, you know, keep monitoring voters and make sure they actually mail in their ballot. They might have some communication system with text messages, email, whatever. But right. It looks like the Republicans don't do that. They just depend on everyone showing up on election day. But obviously, if your crowd is going to mail in too, you'll get more votes. And so if this is going to be the way of things, your side has to figure out how to expand the mail-in ballot, not just hope everybody shows up on election day because that's our tradition, because your tradition apparently is failing in the new world.
And we have so many great tech minds in the state of California. They have to figure out how to make the mail-in thing more efficient somehow. I'm just talking off the top of my head, but there's got to be a way to make this better.
Isn't that true with everything in government?
I know.
I mean, like the $30 billion that the unemployment office gave away, like the DMV catastrophe, like everything, even the tax refund checks, right? You were saying before that a lot of people are complaining. They haven't shown up by now.
They haven't gotten them, no, a lot of people. Because, all right, we got more coming up.
You know, again, who applies to be a government worker cubicle drone?
John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
The LA County Registrar's Office has a million votes uncounted. And after a full day and a half of work, 2 days really, right? Wednesday and Thursday, 2 days, we got 40,000 votes.
Yeah, Rick Caruso moved from 253,000, roughly 274,000. So you got an extra 20,000 votes from this afternoon's dump. And I guess she got a bit more than that because she's narrowed the margin between them.
So they only did 40,000 votes in 2 days of work?
Well, how many people you think are doing this?
I don't know.
All mail-in with these envelopes.
I don't know. They set up a system and they don't have the employees and... Then, you know, you have to go on break.
I have no idea how many are working away at these.
It's 11 o'clock. It's time for my break. I'm tired of counting this. I'm bored.
You go down there and do it yourself. You're that impatient.
Oh, if I was running that, it would go a lot faster.
What this means is that it's going to take a while because if each dump is only 40,000 votes and they have a million in the county... They have until December 5th to certify this election. That's what I'm saying here.
Well, let's see, 40,000, that's 25, right? 40,000 into a million would go 25 times. So 25 times 2, because it's 2 days to get to 40,000. So that's 50 days. So we're talking about, this is going to go to around Christmas.
They don't have till Christmas, though. December 5th, they have to certify the election.
At their pace, it's going to take till Christmas.
Well, maybe the next vote dump, which I don't know when it is. I think it's Tuesday? Is it?
Hey,
Monday's a holiday. We won't get anything then.
Dean Logan is one of the most incompetent boobs in the vote counting business. So that's what we got here in L.A. County.
All right, coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll recap the wild police chase that involved a man who stole at least two vehicles, a van, and then a pickup truck. We have new details on our carjacker friend. New details on his criminal background, because the first thing we learned, a parolee. Now we'll tell you what those details are.
Yeah.
At 5:05. And we'll play more audio from the poor people that were the victims here. The man whose van was stolen, whose pickup truck was stolen.
A parolee did all that damage last night and messed up all those people's lives. But...
no one was hurt, though, John. No one died.
And everybody got reelected, so it's okay.
All right, well, we're going to send our news anchor, Deborah Mark, to a very special place this weekend. Are you ready, Deborah Mark?
I'm so ready. Where am I going?
This Saturday, November 12th, you're going to Acton. Ever been to Acton?
I have.
I have not.
John has.
I have been to Acton.
It is the turkey shelter. Yeah, they're having the celebration for the turkeys. You can come this Saturday. It's called the Farm Sanctuaries Los Angeles Shelter, just 45 minutes from Hollywood on Escondido Canyon Road.
Oh, is this where you kill your own turkey for Thanksgiving?
No, it's not.
Quite the opposite. It's a celebration of turkeys. This is a farm sanctuary. They're given safe haven here, John.
Safe haven from people who celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's correct. You can actually go there and watch the turkeys feast. They're going to be fed. They're doing apparently an entire day's. They're going to honor turkeys and see them in a new light.
Now, turkeys are
They've been doing this since 1986.
Turkeys are not nasty.
They are nasty.
They do not deserve to be on
your
dinner table.
If you stand and look at them, they'll get angry.
Well,
and they'll
maybe
come
they just don't like the way you look.
No, they start pecking at you.
Are they going to look at them through a heating light?
There's an annual feeding of the turkey ceremony. You can watch them eat pumpkin pie, squash, cranberries, and kale salad.
Ooh, kale salad.
And then, the turkeys eat kale salad.
And the turkeys will then be reunited with all those ingredients on the dinner plate.
Here's the sad number. They claim more than 6 million turkeys nationwide have been killed due to the worst outbreak of avian influenza in recent history. 14% of the nation's total turkey production is gone. That's why there's higher prices this year for
reasons.
Oh, yeah, supposedly turkey's very expensive this year. So one of the reasons is the avian flu outbreak, which killed off a lot of them. So
you can't, you can't eat a diseased turkey.
No.
So Saturday at 12 o'clock, okay. Deborah Mark.
All right. In
you can,
Acton.
You can show up at 12 and you get greeted. There's lunch. There's welcoming remarks.
And you watch turkeys eat pumpkin pie?
Yes, there's a feeding of the turkey ceremony.
A feeding.
Can I play with the turkeys?
I guess.
You'll get hurt. You'll walk away bleeding.
I don't think so. They know that I love animals. They can sense
all
those.
Right.
She's going to hug a turkey.
Nothing nastier than turkey.
Nuzzle a turkey?
And they're kind of stupid, too.
Cuddle a turkey.
I love all these. I'll do them all.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Oh, okay. That didn't come out right.
You think they'll find me out if I grab one and try to steal it out of there to eat?
Oh, well, it looks like they're in good hands, though.
You're going to
hold it. I'll kidnap one.
Yeah, hold it up in the air as you're running to your car.
Put a gag on it and run out. Yeah.
I got dinner.
No, I would not want. Right. I would never say that.
Their motto is offer turkeys a seat at the table, not on it.
Oh, that's a great motto.
How many turkeys do they kill every year for Thanksgiving?
Like, well, it's a lot.
What is the death toll?
Well, if 6 million, John, is 14% of the nation's total turkey production, what would that would be 60, at least 60 million turkeys, right? Or
yeah.
Well, yeah, we have how many households? Most people still eat turkey at Thanksgiving and the restaurants and everything else.
It seems like they're going to be short this year.
That's why the turkey prices are high.
Yeah.
There's a turkey shortage. All right, more coming up. And again, if you missed it, they did put out new numbers, LA County did, a vote dump. And you said what, Tracy Park?
Tracy Park, about the same. It's still 55-45.
All right.
Very tiny.
The race for mayor got a little closer. Karen Bass, and probably we'll see this happening every update, nudging closer to Rick Caruso. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.